And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour, starting now. Cody D. Grifka of Ubley was arraigned Friday, January 30th, on multiple charges, including assault on a police officer, disorderly conduct while drunk, and habitual offender third offense. Grifka entered a no-contest plea to the assault charge and pleaded guilty to the habitual offender charge. As part of a plea agreement, the disorderly conduct charge will be dismissed. He will be ordered to pay full restitution, and sentencing is scheduled for March 30th at 9 a.m. Grifka's bond has been canceled. And U.S. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan said the Senate has approved a bipartisan short-term funding agreement that keeps several federal agencies open and operating while talks continue on reforms to the Department of Homeland Security's immigration enforcement practices. Peters, the top Democrat on the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, emphasized that the measure allows agencies such as FEMA and the Transportation Security Administration to maintain operations, but does not resolve DHS funding. Peters said lawmakers have 2 weeks to reach an agreement on a DHS funding bill that includes reforms, including requirements for body cameras and clear identification for federal law enforcement officers. He warned that failure to reach a deal would result in a shutdown of DHS operations. The agreement also fully funds other federal agencies, ensuring continued support for programs benefiting Michigan, including services for military members, infrastructure investments, and mental health resources. The Michigan Senate has unanimously advanced legislation aimed at strengthening penalties for human trafficking. Under the proposed changes, the maximum sentence would increase from 10 years to 20 in prison, and the fine would double to $20,000. Cases involving minors could result in a life sentence. One of the bills would also adjust how the justice system handles victims and offenders connected to trafficking. Minors would no longer face charges for facilitating prostitution, and first-time offenders could qualify for probation, coupled with a mandatory human trafficking education program. Senator John DeMuse said lawmakers collaborated with Attorney General Dana Nessel's office to craft measures that would better deter trafficking crimes. DeMuse described human trafficking as the worst form of evil, emphasizing its devastating impact on vulnerable victims, particularly children. And Matthew M. Gagnon of Fenton was rearraigned Friday, January 30th, in Huron County Circuit Court on a charge of operating while intoxicated causing injury. Gagnon entered a guilty plea and sentencing is scheduled for March 30th, 2026 at 9 a.m. And that was your news. Now we're going to go to a little bit of weather here. It is currently a fair 22 degrees outside, with wind speeds being out of the west at 6 miles per hour, with a wind chill of 14. And we have no obituaries to report at this time, but you can always go to thumbnet.net for news, weather, obituaries, and cancellations anytime, anywhere.